Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We all want to be safe when we fly. However, many of us are also concerned about the privacy issues raised by the use of full-body scanners. But as Carrie Rappaport, professor of electrical and computer engineering at Northeastern University, explains, new technology could increase security and passenger privacy.
My research concentrates on electromagnetic waves and how they can be used to sense an image. We use waves to penetrate layers and create images of concealed objects, particularly threatening ones that terrorists might have bound to their bodies. We use a special type of radar that easily senses through clothing to generate a detailed picture of anything man-made on a person's skin. Millimeter wave scanners are a form of very high-frequency radar which use reflection of microwave energy to determine what an object is made of. Millimeter waves can distinguish between metal and non-metal objects and between objects with high water content and drier matter. Because guns, knives, and other weapons are usually metallic, their shapes can be picked out from the background skin. Unlike skin, explosives have very little water, offering a clear contrast as well. Because of the short wavelength of millimeter waves, these scanners can focus in on features as small as 1/4 of an inch. As for health concerns, the only proven biological effect of micro and millimeter waves is heating. Unlike X-rays and UV, radio frequency energy is only harmful when the power is extremely high. While we use microwave ovens to cook food, unless you are exposed to many watts of power, there are no harmful effects of microwaves. Radar body scanners, like cell phones and police traffic radar, which all operate in milliwatts, are completely safe. The privacy concerns of clothing-penetrating sensors are somewhat overblown. The scanner resolution is coarse enough that the images look out of focus and indistinct. The skin surface is not imaged specifically, so it appears that individuals are wearing leotards or body stockings. One important aspect of our imaging research is that the better imaging may actually improve privacy by making it easier for computer software to determine man-made objects on the body. If the computer can make a more reliable determination, there's less of a need for a human to view the images.
That was Carrie Rappaport of Northeastern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.